This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
In 1996, Hillary Clinton wrote a book named It Takes a Village to Raise a Child, or actually It Takes a Village, but her in that book she talked about how it takes a village to raise a child. There are actually some other books that we're going to reference today. Around the same time, there was a big push for to normalize homosexuality in schools in California, public schools in California. Students read Heather Has Two Mommies, and they also read books about having two daddies as well. We're going to talk today about the important role that mothers and fathers play, and we'll actually start this today. Last week we spoke on Mother's Day and talked about the unique role that mothers play, the role that mothers play in training their children. And we're going to, on Father's Day, we're going to continue what we start today to look at the unique roles that mothers and fathers both play in raising their children. And we're going to look at what the Bible has to say and really look at some biblical examples where we can actually see some of the differences from what God says. And one of the things we need to realize is it's important to do things God's way. As we talked about in the beginning, God, from Genesis chapter 2, verses 18 through 24, God created, he created man. He created Adam. And in verse 18, it says, God said, it is not good for that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. Out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field, every bird of the air, and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called every living creature, that was its name. And so we see that he is actually naming the animals, but it says so Adam gave names to all the cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper comparable to him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman. And he brought her to the man, and Adam said, now this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. And here we see the clear scriptural principle. God designed the family to have both a father and a mother. And you can try to do things your own way and have two mothers or have two fathers. And certainly there are situations where we have seen a spouse that has died. But what is most common today is that spouses are unfaithful to one another or won't keep the covenant that they have made before God and before man. And so you see what actually happens is you actually see divorce. Or what is even more common today is that the couple never bothered to get married in the first place, and it's much easier to split up when you're not married in the first place. But we're going to actually look at some of the differences between a father and a mother, and we're going to reference a post on the Focus on the Family website by Glenn T. Stanton, Why Children Need Father Love and Mother Love. Much of the value mothers and fathers bring to their children is due to the fact that mothers and fathers are different. To be concerned with proper child development is to be concerned about making sure that children have daily access to the difference, to the different and complementary ways mothers and fathers parent. If Heather is being raised by two mommies and Brandon is being raised by daddy and his new husband slash roommate, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. Before God created civil government, he created family. Before he created even the church, God created family. Families play a vital role in training the next generation. Commit today to nurturing and supporting families, especially your own. Families that are committed to God and each other can play a vital role in transforming our churches, cities, states, and nation. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for a Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio and scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience, you don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that, and we'll cover it on the next edition of A Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Problems?
You need a Faster PC.
Yes, you do, and we are back. We're ready to answer your question. I know you've been waiting all week for this show, but hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions. And again, your question can be about anything as long as it's computer related. It doesn't have to be about even, you know, any topic that we've picked out or that we're going to talk about. It can be about, you know, any question that you have, anything that you need to know. And there's no such thing as a stupid question. Really, if you don't know something, just ask, and we can help you with the answer and help you gain some understanding of how computers work, because, you know, computers can be tricky. And the you know, computer language is tricky. And I'm not talking about programming language. Obviously, programming language is something that most people don't know how to do. But, you know, there's almost a new language when we talk about computers. You know, we're looking at new ways new terminology. And a lot of times there's even acronyms and sometimes it's even difficult for us computer technicians to keep up with some of the acronyms that are out there. But we're here. We're ready to answer your questions. We want to help you understand what it is, you know, understand more about computers than you did before. One of the things that we actually talked about last week, we talked quite a bit about the ransomware attack on the pipeline. And if you missed that show, and we also talked about how ransomware attacks happen and how you can protect yourself from those threats and from those attacks so that you don't fall prey to any of these. And also we talked about how to back up your data in such a way that you can protect yourself against ransomware attacks. Because let me tell you, they are getting more and more and more sophisticated. When they first started coming out, they only encrypted Word files, PDF files, JPEGs, Excel files. So what we're talking about is we're talking about your word processing files, your spreadsheets. We're talking about your pictures, and we're talking about your PDFs. A lot of times the data that is shared or the documents that are shared over the internet are in PDF format. If you go to the IRS website, for instance, and you even if you download their extension form, it's going to be in PDF format. If you go and you get from your accountant or maybe even from TurboTax a copy of your tax return, it's going to be most likely in PDF format. So in the old days, that's all we saw that these crypto locker infections were actually encrypting. But more recently, we've actually seen some Outlook files, Outlook data files that have been encrypted. And that's pretty significant because one infection, we had an office that was infected, and the way they got some of their data back was that they had emailed those documents to clients, and they were able to go back, find the document, they were able to retrieve it from the email, and the version in the email wasn't encrypted, and it actually was on a computer that didn't have the encrypted data anyway. But because, as we talked about last week, because there was a mapped drive on that network, they actually had data that was encrypted on the map drive. So one thing that, you know, we did talk about that. If you want to check out that video from last week, if you missed it, you can go to our Facebook page. You can watch that video in its entirety, and you'll be able to you'll be able to see that. So we wanted to let you know, I don't know if you heard this or not, but the pipeline company, they actually paid quite a bit of money. They paid almost $5 million, I believe, almost $5 million to the criminals that hit them with the ransomware attack. So you have a criminal organization that is holding your data hostage, and they're requesting money from you. Now, if you get hit at your home, it's probably going to, and you wanted to pay them, you wanted to pay the criminals, it would probably cost you $300 or $400. That's what we've seen. If you're a business, maybe they'll raise it up a little bit. If you're a government agency, they might want $500,000, $1 million. For this pipeline, they wanted almost $5 million, and the company paid it. Now, let me tell you what happens. And by the way, they were Russian hackers. that painted. And some interesting things happened right after that. The Biden administration actually gave their blessings to a pipeline that Russia had right after the Russian hackers hacked one of our pipelines. Imagine that. Kind of is that coincidental that happened? Maybe not. But one of the things that we're looking at here is it, and we want to just ask this question, just it's a rhetorical question. Is it a good idea to pay criminals that are holding your data hostage to get your data back? And how do you trust them that they're actually going to unencrypt the data and not leave something in your system that is going to re-encrypt your data down the road? They certainly could do that. They could have a program that's just sitting there, just waiting for an opportune time to be able to come out and encrypt all of your data. Well, you know, you definitely want to protect yourself from that type of threat. The best way to protect yourself is to not be tricked into opening those emails in the first place. And when I say opening the emails, I really should have said opening the attachments in the email. Because, you know, there was a time where emails would had code, and the operating system and the email program would allow that code to automatically activate when you just clicked on the email to view the email. But Microsoft did correct that problem, and most of the other email providers corrected problems like that as well. And so scripts don't run like that automatically in most systems today. But what does happen is you get an email that has an attachment, and the attachment is enticing you to open it by either telling you that your order didn't go through, or that you have an issue, and open up this document for more information. And the thing is, you know, if you place an order, let's say with Amazon or Walmart or another company out there, and it didn't go through, well, you may get an email from them saying it didn't go through. But if it didn't go through, then what's going to happen is you're going to be able to go to their website, and you're going to be able to correct that information. I actually placed an order this week that didn't go through, and I got an email from the company saying the order didn't go through, and I actually went to the website, I logged in, and I was able to correct. And basically, I had used the wrong card. I used the code on one card, the code on the back of one card for another card. And so I just got mixed up there. I didn't realize which card was being used to pay. So I was able to switch that out, and I was able to correct that. But I didn't have to open up an attachment. I got an email, and if we have time in the next segment, I'll show you, because I believe I captured a screenshot of this. Got an email claiming to be from a company, and it actually wasn't from that company at all. And so it's important to pay attention to who is sending you the email. Look at the email address. Look at the links. Look at where they're telling you to go. If they're not telling you to go to the place it says that it is, it's a scam. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
A Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit. You'll see the live video. And you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Eight. Computer problems?
You need A Faster PC.
Yes, you do, and we are back. We are ready to answer your computer questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well in the shop. And I was actually just talking about, a legitimate message, a legitimate email that I got from a vendor that told me that my order did not go through. There was a problem with the payment. By the way, I didn't even look at the links in the email. But if I had looked at the links in the email, I'll go over that. And I'll actually look and see if I can find. In fact, I'll I'll search for some email right now, just to see if I might see one that comes up. But you want to look at the links in the email. If you are going to follow a link in an email, look at it. But, you know, in this case, I actually knew the website address that the email was, I knew the website address of the place that I had ordered something from. I mean, this is something that it really does help if you can remember the website address. We have customers that, and you may be like this out there, we have customers that don't just go, to their bank website. They actually do a search for their bank website. This can be quite dangerous, actually, because sometimes the top search that comes up is not your bank website or whatever you're looking for. So most of the time, the search engines will get it right, but sometimes they're gonna actually have another website that looks and maybe it'll even have some of the same words, and it might even look like your website, and they're trying to trick you into going in, typing your username and your password. They'll tell you it doesn't work, but then guess what? If you type the correct username and password, they have it. And so you want to be very cautious with that. And let me just show you, I'm going to flip over to a full screen here, and I'll show you the steps that you would go through. Like, let's say you're at a web, you're up here at a new tab. You open up a new tab, and where you want to go to a certain website. Let's say your bank is Bank of America. Well, it would be best if you could remember that the website is actually bankofamerica.com, or maybe it's BB&T, which is BBT.com, or maybe it's PNC, which is PNC.com. So you would type that in the address bar, which is the very top bar. What a lot of people do, though, is they'll just type, let's say, Bank of America in the bar below that, which is actually a search bar. And again, a lot of times you'll find the official website right at the top, but occasionally you'll find a scam website at the top. Why does that happen? Well, it's a good question. I'm just doing a just did a search actually with DuckDuckGo. You know, if we do a search with Google, let's see what happens there. If we search for Bank of America, and really most of the top sites on DuckDuckGo actually came up with legitimate Bank of America websites. And here you see the number one here at Google being an official Bank of America website. And you see their Twitter feed, or at least a Twitter feed that says that they're Bank of America. Maybe they are. And then you go on down, and you'll see some other pages. So, but Bank of America, you really should just be able to go right up in the top bar and just type Bank of America, no spaces, .com, and hit the enter key on your keyboard, and it'll actually go to the website. And this is what I did with not a bank website, but I did this with the website actually for the company that said I had a problem with the order. And by the way, you know, if I got to the website and I didn't see a problem with any of my orders, I wouldn't know it's a scam email. It didn't really come from the company. But I did get there. I did find that there was a problem with the payment. Again, I had used, I thought one card was being used, another card was being used, and I plugged in the 3-digit code from one card on the other card. So that was my mistake. I corrected the mistake. I was able to do that. But I got another email. Let me switch over to full screen again. I'll actually show you this image that I took from this email. And I didn't save the email address that it came from, and I should have done that, because the email address that it came from actually was not, this says it's from Amazon, I believe. It said it was from Amazon, but it really was, it wasn't an Amazon.com email address. I think it was a Gmail email address or something like that. But the bulk or the body of the email says, "You have ordered a fabulous product for yourself. We are as excited as you to deliver your product soon. We will send you notification once your order is ready for shipment. If you have any queries related to this order, please contact our support representative at," and it gives a phone number, an 815 phone number. So it starts with an 8, so it kind of looks like a toll-free number. But, you know, I mean, most people don't pay tolls anymore on telephones, but you know, there are still toll-free numbers. I don't think this is a toll-free number, though. It's an 815 area code. Anyway, it says your order details, estimated arriving date, and has the date. The date actually already passed. I didn't receive this, by the way, because I didn't order and I didn't pay for it. This is just a scam trying to get me to call this number. And we'll talk about some of the things that they might have been trying to extract from me if I would call that number. It says product description: GoPro Hero 9 black waterproof action camera. Purchase price, it has the purchase price, the number of units. And it says, "This transaction has been made from an unusual location. Please ignore if it was you. If you believe that if you believe you have not made this purchase and wish to avoid this charge, please contact our support representative at," and again gives the phone number. It says, "We hope to see you again soon. Please note this order can only be canceled within 24 hours from the purchase date of purchase." So here they're sending me a scam email. I did not order a GoPro. I didn't, and they're telling me that the item looks suspicious. Now, by the way, a certain percentage of people that get this will have ordered a GoPro. Probably a very small percentage of the people that get this will have ordered a GoPro. But most of the people that get this will not have ordered a GoPro. And if really someone had, let's say, used your account or used your card to order something, then you would be probably on high alert and want to correct that issue. And they're playing on that sentiment here. And they're saying, "Call us. And by the way, you can only cancel this order within 24 hours from the date of purchase," which puts an expediency on it. So you receive this email, you know you have to resolve this immediately. By the way, they didn't even say when the order was placed. But you know when you get the email, so they're hoping that you'll think, well, you know, you within 24 hours or maybe even immediately, because you don't know when the order is placed, you need to call this number. Well, what's going to happen when you call that number? Well, they're going to say that they're from Amazon. And then they're going to ask you for probably your username. They may ask you for your password. By the way, if you give them your username and your password, you've just given some scammers access to your account where they can actually go, and probably before you're even off of the phone, they will be doing so. They'll be logging into your account and ordering things and having them shipped to their house. Most likely that'll be happening before you even get off the phone with them. And if you don't catch it right away, you know how quickly Amazon is. They'll actually have the goods before you even know that anything happened. Before you even see it on your bank account, probably they may even have the goods. So they may also ask you for your credit card number that you use to place the order to verify, and the expiration date. And they may ask you for the billing address. They may ask you for your social security number. You know, they'll ask you for as much information as you will give them. And you have to realize, if you give them your card number, if you give them your expiration date, if you give them the billing address on that card, they're probably going to be using that card before you even get off the phone. And and you could be in a world of trouble, especially if you give them your date of birth and your Social Security number. Now, you may think, well, you know, who would ever do this? We have customers that do this all the time. My dad even fell for one of these scams and gave his Social Security number to someone. And I said, Dad, you need to listen to a Faster PC radio. We warn people about stuff like this. And, you know, as often as we warn stuff people about stuff like this, and maybe, you know, some of you out there listening might even think, wow, you know, he's talking about this again. Why in the world is he talking about this again? We're constantly seeing people that are falling for these types of scams. So you want to look at the emails and you want to realize, first of all, I did not order from Amazon. And if I had ordered from Amazon, by the way, have you ever actually tried to call Amazon and been able to get someone on the phone? It's very difficult to even find a phone number. Amazon doesn't want you to call them. So when you get an email that has a that says it's from Amazon and has a phone number in it, that should be an alert there. Now, that's certainly the old way of doing things and the old way. And I know that a lot of people that fall for these scams are from an older generation where transactions were made on the phone and transactions were made in person and transactions were made with a handshake and there was trust. But you don't realize that the people that are sending you the email, a lot of people trust the people that are sending them the email. You have to really realize that there are a lot of scammers, there are a lot of crooks out there, and just because someone sends you an email saying that you ordered something and saying that you need to call this number doesn't mean that that's a legitimate email. In fact, it's a good chance that it's a scam, especially if it has a phone number and they're trying to entice you to do that, to call that number. By the way, that email could also have a link. We'll go back to that email. If this had a hyperlink that actually pointed to a website, that website could actually be designed to look exactly like Amazon and have a space where you could put in your username and password. And then, again, if you type that correctly, they would have your username and password. And like I said, before you're even off the phone, there's a good chance they'd be using your account. Or maybe they wouldn't even use your account right away. Maybe they would wait 6 months so that you wouldn't be suspicious of it. And 6 months later, they would go in and start placing orders. They might even place a small order that you wouldn't really even notice. I mean, what if they, you know, if you order from Amazon all the time and they place an order that was 10 or 20 bucks, you might not even notice that it's there. So you start getting some of these orders like that. Well, then all of a sudden they know, hey, this account works. Let's go and order an LCD TV. Let's go and order a laptop computer. Let's order a desktop computer. Let's order a high-end graphics card. And they can actually take you for quite a bit of money. So you wanna be wary and leery of emails that you get. Even if the email says it comes from someone that you know, and these types of scams do happen on a regular basis, one of the things that I'll actually talk to you about and actually show you on the next segment here coming up is we'll actually talk about something that happened to one of our customers this week where his email account was hacked, and we'll tell you what was happening actually to all of the people that were on his contact list, and not only all the people that were on his contact list, but also everyone, they were, once they sent something out to all his contacts, they were sending it out
radio heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com And we have a link there that says Listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
The Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Yes, you do need a Faster PC, and we're here. We're ready to answer your questions, and of course, we're giving you some education as well. So, you know, if we don't have questions, we're still gonna train. We're still gonna teach. We're gonna help protect you. If you listen and learn, you can start, you know, learning how to be protected from scammers. Now, I mentioned in the last segment that we're going to, you know, go over two things. And we'll do this, you know, I mean, obviously, if we get questions, we might not have time to do everything, but
we do have time. What we're going to cover in this segment is we're going to show you how to look on some of the emails, how to look at the links to see whether an email is actually legitimate or not. And if it's not legitimate, then you definitely don't want to click on that link. And we're also going to talk to you about what happened to one of our customers when his email account got hacked. And so we'll switch back over. I'll switch back over to a full screen. I'll verbally describe what's happening for those that are listening on Facebook. But what we're looking at here, or those that are listening on the radio, actually, that aren't watching our video on Facebook. And by the way, if you're not watching the video on Facebook, that's okay. You can watch it at your convenience. You go over there whenever you want to, and you can actually check that out. Now, I received an email. And I haven't actually brought this into my computer. This is actually my spam filter, anti-spam filter, mail washer, where I can preview the emails ahead of time. But this email actually says it's from Mutual of Omaha Mortgage. Now, if I was looking to refinance my home, perhaps Mutual of Omaha Mortgage might be a legitimate company that I would look for. But don't you think they would actually send out their emails from a domain associated with their company? But this email is actually sent out by FIND. This is the domain. So the email address is omahamutual.of.omaha.mortgage@findiki.net. Now, does that sound like a Mutual of Omaha website? Nope. If you look at the link down here below, they also have a link here that says findiki.net. So that's where this actually comes in. Now, if I clicked on that and I followed it, first of all, they would know that I received the email. Even if I showed images, they would know that I received the email. But if I click on that, they know that not only did I receive the email, and by the way, this is spam, not only did I receive the email, I took action on it, which means that they are now going to sell my email address to a whole bunch of other people because they know that, you know, most of the people don't open their emails, but they know that I open at least one of them. So, but what would happen there is, what do you need to get a mortgage? Well, you need your name. You need your residential street address. You need your driver's license number. You need your social security number. You need your date of birth. Let me tell you, if someone has that information, watch out, because you're about to be scammed. You're about to be stolen from. They're going to steal as much as they can. They can take out loans in your name. They can do all kinds of things. If you fall for one of these things, you might want to put a lock on your credit reporting. Just so you don't have to, so that you don't fall prey for them. Now, here's another one that says renewals by Anderson replacement. So, you know what? Hey, if I'm going to get new windows, maybe I go with renewals by Anderson's. But don't you think it would come from their official website? But the email address is affiliate-renewals-by-Anderson. Well, that sounds kind of official. But the actual domain name comes after the at symbol, which is ergobliss design. So ergobliss design.com. Well, that doesn't really sound like renewals by Anderson. And if we look at the link down below, it's again that same website. Now, we don't know. Maybe this is a official supplier for renewals by Anderson. But maybe it's just a scammer that's trying to capture your information. Maybe they're even going to come out and give you a quote, take a deposit, and then leave. And that's the last you'll see from them. So you've got to really watch and protect yourself. And let me tell you this, we're going to switch back over and talk about what happened to one of our customers when his email address was hacked. Because the thing is, you've got to be cautious, even if you receive an email from someone you know and someone you trust. Because first of all, it may not be them sending it. It may be a virus, or
an infection that is sending it. It may be a hacker that has captured that email address and has configured their Outlook or their iPhone or whatever. Probably it's going to be a program like Outlook or Thunderbird or Windows Mail or Windows Live Mail, where it can actually be configured where you can tell you can send an email address and say that the email address it's coming from is different from the email address you're actually using to log into. So that's one way. That would be kind of like spoofing the email address. The other way is where the person actually is able, the hacker is able to actually get into your email. Now, maybe we talked a little bit last week about some ways that they could get into your email. Now, one way is through a brute force attack. A brute force attack can take some time, depending on how complex your password is. But basically, they have a computer that goes to a website and types in your email address and then types in a password. And they have it configured where it knows exactly what to type, where to type, where to click. And this happens by a computer does this. It's robotics. So there's a computer, there's a script that the computer is using to actually go, and they're going to try different email addresses, different passwords until they find one that works. And eventually they would be able to get into your account. Now, if your password is difficult, it would take them longer, and perhaps so long that by that time you might have changed the password. So you want to make your passwords complex. But we talked also about if you have your password, let's say you use the same password at every website, and a hacker got into one of those websites and they saw your email address. Let's say it's an Amazon account and you used your Gmail email address and you used the same password for your Amazon account. And I'm just making this up. As far as I know, there hasn't been any hacking into Amazon's servers. So don't think that I'm intimating that Amazon might that your data might be compromised if it's at Amazon. I'm just using them as an example. And again, as far as I know, they haven't been hacked. But Yahoo was, and Yahoo didn't tell us about it for 2 years. So, there are probably companies out there that have been hacked and they haven't told anyone about it yet. By the way, in the meantime, your data is compromised. When Yahoo's servers were hacked, the hackers didn't get the full password, but they got part of the password. If the password was simple enough, they were able to figure out the rest of the password through a brute force attack. And if you were the type of person that uses the same password at every website, well, then they could go to another website and they could get in. Well, in this case, somehow, some way, hackers got access to the email address and the password of our customer. They logged in. They added a script that automatically sent all of his incoming email over to the deleted folder. So what he noticed was that he wasn't receiving any email. After that, we received an email that said it came from him, and it actually did come from his email address. Hackers had gotten in and they sent a scam email, and I don't have the copy of that. Maybe we'll have to see whether we have the copy of that or not still. And if we do have a copy of it still, then what we can do, and I probably can retrieve it from his email to share with you next week, if we have his permission. But it was a scam email, and sometimes they'll say something like, hey, I'm stuck in another country. I'm not sure if they still use that line, because that line probably doesn't work quite as well in the COVID era. But you can imagine, hey, if your friend is stuck in England, lost his passport, needs help getting back, you probably would help him if it really was your friend. Well, that's the type of scam that happens quite often, and people actually We contacted him and let him know about this. Some of his relatives contacted him. We needed help verifying, because we needed to change some settings, and to change some settings, we needed to verify his account. We went through a verification of the account. We were able to change the password for him through doing that, but in doing that, we actually had to contact his daughter, because previously there was an Xbox that was owned by his daughter's son that was on his account, and that was one of the things that Microsoft wanted to verify. They wanted to know what type of Xbox was it, and they also wanted to know what the gamer ID tag was, of the person that was actually gaming. So we called his daughter, and one of the first things his daughter said was, "Oh, by the way, I got some strange emails from you." And he said, "Yeah, I know. You and everyone else in the world got these." And the thing is, they sent these emails to everyone on his email list. Well, who is that? Everyone that he has sent emails to in the past. Well, that's his daughter. It's probably his, if he has other children, they probably sent them to them as well. Probably sent them to his cousins and his aunts and his uncles, whoever else, maybe business associates. We've seen some of our business customers where their account was hacked and their customers got emails that had quote unquote invoices from them that they didn't send out. And I can guarantee you, if those people opened them, they probably were a victim of a crypto locker attack, or some other type of infection would have happened with opening that attachment. So you have to be very cautious, even if it's from a trusted email address. If it has an attachment and you're not expecting an attachment from that person, you probably want to call them. Even if you are expecting an attachment from them, you might want to call them anyway. Listen to their voice. Make sure it's them. Don't reply to the email, because if a hacker has control of the email, the hacker could be the one that replies to you. How would you know is that person replying to you? And hopefully you've learned something so that you can protect yourself, so that you're not going to fall prey to these types of scams. And we'll talk more. And again, if we can find that email, we'll share that with you. And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, "Does It Really Take a Village to Raise a Child? The Unique Role of a Mother." You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Chula Vista. And we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Before God created civil government, He created family.
Before he created even the church, God created family. Families play a vital role in training the next generation. Commit today to nurturing and supporting families, especially your own. Families that are committed to God and each other can play a vital role in transforming our churches, cities, states, and nations.